Mr. Henry Harris, Reel 1. Could you tell me when and where you were born, Mr. Harris?
3rd of October 1920. I was born in Tunbridge Wells.
And could you tell us a little about your very early family background? And
well, my father and grandfather were farmers just outside Tunbridge Wells in a village called Tudor. And I more or less followed on with farming.
Hang on a bit. How many were there in the family? Do you have brothers and sisters?
No, I was the only one. Yes, I was the only one.
And where were you educated?
Cambridge School.
And how did you do at school?
Average.
Did you have any particular interest, any subject you particularly liked?
Well, yes, I enjoyed history and geography. I didn't shine at sports. I enjoyed sports, but I didn't shine at them.
Was there an OT, an officers' training corps, or anything there? Were you a member of it?
Well, we all had to go into it.
Do you remember any?
I joined the TA.
I'll come to.
Will you come back to that?
In the OTC, do you remember how far they got with training? Do you recall what you did with them? Did you do your Cert A?
Oh, yes. Yes. Gosh, that's a few years back, isn't it?
So, it was just, you don't recall that too well?
No.
And how old were you when you left school?
I was just about 17. I was just old enough to join the TA.
And you had no thought of going on to university. It was farming for you. That was what you were planning to. And you, when you left school, you went on to work at your father's farm.
For the time being, yes.
Was that the?
And then I was going on to Y College, which was an agricultural training college.
But you didn't get that far. There then.
Walking, and that was it.
So what was your job on the farm? What sort of work were you doing? Were you adding the administrative thing, or were you working up from the bottom?
General factotum, I think. Whatever my father wanted me to do.
Was it arable or
fruit and hops?
Now, what about the TA? What made you want to join the TA?
Well, I think I wanted to, and my father wanted to, which is rather an extraordinary thing, really, for a parent wanting his son to join. But there were several people in this particular battery in Tunbridge Wells. There were a lot of solicitors overnight. I always remember that I was sworn in and made a member of the army before I had my health check.
So there wasn't much of a the induction procedure was pretty haphazard.
Yes.
What unit were you joining? Do you remember the name of the battery and the?
7 ACAC battery, Tunbridge Wells.
Royal Artillery, of course. So, yeah. And where was her drill hall?
Along St John's Road, Tunbridge Wells.
Did it have a name, or was it just the St. John's Road?
Just the drill hall. It's still there.
And do you remember when you joined in 37? Was it after you... Or was it just into 38?
It must have been 37, because I've just become old enough to join.
So around about October?
Yes.
Were you aware, I mean, as part of the reason for joining, were you aware of what was going on in Germany, of Hitler, things like this, or was it just a backdrop that you didn't care
about? Well, I think most of us knew, we all realised what was happening, the might have happened, but it never occurred to us. In actual fact, when we were embodied, I think that's the correct term, when we got our £10 or whatever it was, we were plum picking.
I will come back to that. So when you first joined, I mean, it wasn't so much the desire to fight Hitler or the rest of it. It was more just you wanted to be in the TA.
A bit of social life and meeting people, really, because we had an incredible cross-section of chaps in the battery.
Were you joining as a gunner?
Yes.
And had your father had any military service? He hadn't served in the First World War. Was that because he was running the farm, or was it wrong age?
Wrong age, really, I suppose. He was very involved with running the farm and general involved with agriculture generally.
Now, you joined as a gunner in round about October 37. What sort of training program did they put you through? Do you remember now?
Well, we used to have a parade every Sunday, and for which we used to get about something like five bob or something like that. It was an all-day affair.
And what kind of thing would you be doing?
Well, remember that we were heavy AK.
So which gun is that? 3.7?
3.7.
So would part of the thing be gun drill?
Yes.
Do you remember the gun drill for 3.7?
Gosh, years ago. I certainly remember part of it when we had a misfire.
What was that?
Well, the shell didn't go off.
No, I mean, what would you do if you had a misfire?
Oh, had to clear everybody out of the guns around, and excuse me, and I had my old sergeant. He and I sort of did agree, managed to get the shell out of the case, out of the gun itself, rather gingerly, and my head. And then we laid it on the ground, and took the fuse out.
Quite a risky undertaking.
Yeah, but I always remember the sergeant or sergeant going, steady on now, steady on now. We don't want to blow ourselves the kingdom come. Quite a bit.
For the shells?
Yes.
And did you do a lot of gun drill practice? Alright.
Well, we went to a camp at Watchet, where we were on antiquated 3-inch guns.
It was a 3-inch.
That was a 3-inch. That's where we went training, and we fired these antiquated guns, and they had a radio-controlled aeroplane, and the chap controlling it would stand behind us where we were using the projectors and the range finders and what have you. And once we got onto this plane, he'd sort of jigger around with it so that we missed it every time. And then one day, something happened, and the plane sort of took off and just disappeared up in the sky. And that was the end, and everybody saw it. He was down at Watchet, Bristol Channel, is it? Yes.
What about things like the predictor? Were you taught to use them, or what was your job on the gun?
I was a gunner on the gun.
Actually, on the gun.
Yes.
Were you setting the sights, or were you a loader?
I was a loader.
And did you enjoy it?
Oh yes. Well, it's very difficult to explain the DA, as it was those days. But you had chaps from all walks of life. You know, chaps worked for it. Gas wars and something, it was a daddy or somebody else. And we all got on wonderfully well together as a happy family.
So even amongst the gunners, you'd have the other ranks, so to speak, you'd have a big range of social backgrounds.
Oh yes, yes. And that was the interesting thing about it.
Did you socialise after drill? Well, it was drill Sundays, wasn't it?
Well, I had a pal of mine who joined together.
Who was that?
A chap called Gerald Bradley, and I've lost touch with him and haven't heard from him or of him for years. So I didn't whether he's still alive or not. But he and I joined together. We decided to join up together and enjoy ourselves and take our fireball, whatever it was, on the Sunday. But I think we had something on it.
So you wouldn't have a midweek night, but a sort of drill night. It was at the weekend it was concentrated on. So as war approached, did you realise it was coming in 38, 39?
Oh, yes. Well, we were called off fortnight before war was declared.
Now, you said that was in the middle of the plum picking or something.
Yes, plum picking. And I always remember one of our chaps coming home and saying, "Oh, God, there's a chap in a uniform on a motorbike, wants to see you." So I went over to him, "Yes, Colonel Harris, yes, you ought to report to the drill hall straight away." So I said, "Well, that's difficult for a plum picking." Blankety blank blank, the plum picking. You get there straight away, otherwise you'll be in trouble. And off I went. My father drove me in, and I said, "Well, cheerio, we shall be on. Back in a few days." That was it. A few days into a few years.
And that was to the drill hall you were embodied at?
We had to report to the drill hall.
And what happened there?
We all got into lorries and were taken off to our various gun sites. We went down to All Hallows, down at on the marshes outside Gravesend.
And
God forsaken place.
Did you know of these gun sites before, or were they? Or did you set them up?
We heard about them vaguely, yes.
And what would a gun site? What did a gun site consist of?
What did you find?
Yes. What did it do?
Four guns.
That was the battery, was it? Or was that the?
It was a section, really.
Section.
Four guns and complete with emplacements.
Who would provide the emplacements? Would you dig them?
They were there.
What would the emplacement look like?
Well, it was just a brick enclosure.
They were brick?
Yes, as far as I can remember.
And what about...
We had huts to sleep in.
Nissen huts?
No, they were actually properly built. Brick huts, actually. But they were terrible things, because the odd time that we did fire, everything sort of fell to pieces. Oops, came out and... Oh, dear. When one looks back, one wonders how the hell we won the war.
What was your sort of daily routine like at All Hallows? And what was your routine during those first months of the war?
We got up and had an inspection, made our beds, inspection, did some drill, did a lot of sandbagging, if I seem to remember.
What was that for?
Sandbagged the round the guns. We'd sandbag them and then empty the sandbags and refill the sandbags, rebuild the wall around the guns. That's how we kept up.
What else would you do?
Well, we did a lot of sleeping. Yes.
What about, were you, was there a team always ready on the guns in case?
Yes.
Would they actually be on the gun or just within running distance?
Running distance, yes.
And were there any alarms during the first period?
We went, one time we were sent down to Felixstowe. We had an alarm or two there because the Germans... Air Force used to come in very low off the sea, mine lane, at the well-known boat called the Gypsy.
And when were you sent to Felixstowe, do you remember, roughly?
No, I can't remember.
Just in that first period. How long were you there for? Or was it another posting? Or did you go back to All Hallows?
We were there about 2 or 3 months.
Did you actually get to fire at these mine laying planes?
Yes, the one planes we fired at were our own. We were in a corridor where returning bombers came in and having bombed in Germany, and they were supposed to give the letter of the day. And if they didn't, we had a very keen young lieutenant, and we had one or two planes that never gave the letter of the day, and we said, we'll go for that B. And we fired, and then everything happened. All sorts of signals came out, and this chap landed at whichever aerodrome it was, complaining bitterly. And he got a terrific rocket from his CO and told to come and see us, see our battery plant, and apologised.
And he did.
Oh yes.
Now, how long were you doing this? This sort of routine in the, at Gravesend and then Felixstowe, roughly.
2 or 3 months, I suppose.
So to October, November.
Yes.
Then what?
It wasn't any snow. But then we went to North Weald Aerodrome, which is, you pass it if you're on the M21.
And what were you doing there? Providing
again,
anti-aircraft.
Anti-aircraft. But nothing happened there.
How long were you there? Were you enjoying the life?
Oh, yes.
Still just a gunner?
Yes. Well, yes, I got promoted eventually to acting unpaid.
Lance Corp, Bombardier.
Bombardier.
Did you, how were you settling in with army lifestyle? I mean, the food, things like that. I mean, no problem with it.
No problem at all. No.
What about discipline?
Well, it was fairly sort of easy going, right?
How did you get on with the sergeant, well, sorry, Bombardier's, Battery Sergeant Major. What was their attitude like? Were they from a mixed social group as well, or were they?
Yes, oh yes.
So they weren't much different from yourselves?
Oh no, I can't remember now what the Sergeant Major, what his job was, the Battery Sergeant Major. Can't remember at all.
What about the officers?
Well, one of them was. There was a shop in Tumshaw's called Weeks, and one of the officers was Graham Weeks.
Were they competent officers?
Yes. So, what was about them?
At this stage, had you given any thought yourself to taking a commission or?
Well, eventually I was recommended to go for commission, so I had to go.
When was that? Was that from North Weald or?
No, I think it was when we were outside Deakin. We were on a site overlooking Deakin, which was lethal because they used to do a lot of bombing.
Was Detling the next one that you went to after North Weald?
Yes, yes.
Do you know when you went there?
No.
Right, it's all right. It's just in that period. And the Germans did a lot of bombing over there.
Well, yes, at Deakin, you know, they put it out of action.
It was another aerodrome.
Oh, yes, yeah. A fighter aerodrome.
And what was it like in action? I mean, how did your unit work in action when you were attacked? Can you give us an idea?
We had to go to three of the four guns, three sevens, had to go to a fixed bearing, a fixed elevation, and a fixed fuse, and you just fired as many shells as you could so that you put a pattern over the aerodrome to start these dive bombers.
So you weren't
shooting. They found one or two and just bits and pieces of it.
So you weren't aiming at the German players. You were just putting a blanket, a barrage.
Yeah, yes. They had to go through it.
So speed of firing must have been quite important.
Yes. We were very energetic in those days.
Do you know the firing rate that you could get up to?
No.
But that was what you did. Yes. What was the alarm for you to go to your positions? Or was it a tannoy or something?
Well, probably something banged on a piece of metal.
And how often would the raids come in?
Well, they varied. They varied considerably. There was no sort of set time.
Would you get more than one in a day or a night? Were they, and
oh, yes, quite often, yes. They were always daylight.
And did any of the German planes target you? In other words, the idea of taking the defences...
We were lucky.
Were you nervous in action at the time?
You didn't think about it. Extraordinary thing, really. We were so engaged getting these shells off, loaded, fired, you could occupy your mind.
And any close escapes from bits of bombs? And
No, we were fortunate.
Were you able to keep them off, or did they? You said they closed it. I mean.
Well, they bombed it, they targeted it and put it out of action.
For how long?
They bombed the control room, and a lot of people were killed. Perhaps, I don't know how long it was out of action. A few days.
You stayed on site, though.
Oh yes. We couldn't go anywhere else.
Anything else happened while you were at Detling that you recall?
No.
How did you come? You were recommended for a commission from there. How did you come, in your view, to be recommended from a commission? What was the procedure? Why did they pick you?
I don't know. I went to Halifax for an interview. The usual sort of stupid question.
What sort of thing?
What have you done to school search and all the rest of it? Eventually, I was bundled off to the OFTU in Wales at Barmouth.
Do you know the number?
Well, I can. Yes, it's in my school register, I think. I'll look it up in a minute.
Okay. Now, when did you start at Barmouth then? Do you know when you started? Okay. Can you work it back?
I think I can. I think I got that. When I was commissioned in 1941.
Whenabouts? Whenabouts in 1941?
Oh, God. Well, again, I'll have to look it up. These dates are a bit of a haze with me these days.
164, yeah.
October 1941. Gazetted to the DRI 1941.
Doesn't have a month.
Lieutenant, 1942,
1945. Okay, that's fine. Now, were many of you recommended for OCTU?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
So you went off on your own?
I was suddenly told to go and report to this interview board.
Halifax.
And as I said, I went there and very much school to go to Blarney. And the next thing I knew was that I was had to report to this OCTU in Wales.
No. 164. Now, what do you remember of your training at Barmouth? How did they set about turning?
better not put that up.
It's all right. What did you? What do you remember of it? How did they go about turning you into an officer then?
We did quiz. For example, we were asked on a night exercise one day with the company commander, and somebody went over a cliff or something and broke his leg and arm and everything. So the whole thing was scrapped. No exercise, it was put off.
That wasn't really realistic in you. What should they have done?
Really don't know. I don't know the whole circumstances. I suppose they should have. It was a funny sort of part of the world. You could quite easily go over the cliff and that sort of thing. And strange enough, the company commander at that time, his name escapes me, eventually became the second commander of the BNI Patel when the station did arrive in Sussex. These are just great. I thought he'd make a second commander of the battalion, but still, he survived.
What else do you remember of your training now? What actual sort of thing were you doing at Barmouth?
Well, a certain amount of drill. We had our sergeant was a light infantryman. So, everything you did. Light infantry, peace. Peace, you know, 160 or whatever it is. And the RSM, we had a sort of full parade on. We'd start marching. We'd tear off at this rate, and he'd be absolutely livid. Took our own sergeant off. What did he think he was doing? And we had the music going there. It was bitterly cold. We had to do a We had to patrol the beach, I think, once a week or something. So,
looking for what?
In case anybody came looking for us.
What about tactical things? Toots, without troops. Did you do much of that?
The whole thing was, I shouldn't say it, but it appeared to me to be a complete farce, because when I joined the battalion in Thetford, the CO, Colonel Murray, said, well, Harris, you better forget everything you know to talk to. Complete waste of time. Forget it. You'll learn whatever you've got to learn, you'll learn it with us.
Now, so how long were you at the OCTU? Is it 6 months or 3 months? Or?
Yeah, it was
6 months.
6 months?
6 months, yes. And so you then joined, when you came to take your commission,
yes.
Were you given a choice of units?
Yes.
And did you pick the DLI? Because that's who you went to.
Well, this is the amazing thing. I put in all the, I think I put it for the West Kents, the Ducks, and some other unit. And we marched in to our country office one evening, and the company office, and the gazetting has come through. Callis, DLI. And I said, I beg your pardon, sir. He said, why, you're in the DLI. Oh. First I